This is Regional Command Southwest Radio Roundup. I'm Lance Corporal Daniel Wolfs. In the Musakala District, Marines are working to increase water production and distribution. Using two tactical water purification systems, water support technicians with Combat Logistics Battalion 8, 2nd Marine Logistics Group Ford, are now supplying water to reduce the need for resupply missions. To date, the Marines at Ford Operating Base Musakala have supplied more than 100,000 gallons of water to Marines and sailors. In Nawa, Marines of Civil Affairs Team 3 and locals participated in the grand opening of a new Justice Center recently. Coordinating Director of Rule of Law and Law Enforcement United States Ambassador Hans G. Klim joined local officials in the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Ambassador Klim took a tour of the new facility with Nawa District Governor Haji Abdul Manaf, who made the decision to designate the annex building as the Justice Center after the ceremony. Team leader Major Jason Johnson and the Civil Affairs team took on the task of completing the Justice Center, which was initiated by Marines of 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment, in August 2010. On August 1, Marine Heavy Helicopter Squadron 461 transferred authority of supporting Marines and their coalition partners in southwest Afghanistan to HMH 464 aboard Camp Bastion. During Heavy Helicopter Squadron 461's deployment, the Marines flew the CH-53E Super Stallions more than 4,000 times, completed nearly 1,000 combat missions, transported about 35,000 passengers, and moved 7.1 million pounds of cargo in Afghanistan's Nimroz and Helmand provinces. The new squadron will be a combined unit of both East and West Coast Marines, and will utilize the CH-53E Super Stallion, similar to the Marines of the outgoing squadron. After nearly 4 months of development, a combat medic assistance course is being taught by Navy corpsmen to Afghans at Joint Sustainment Academy Southwest aboard Camp Leatherneck. The course is designed to give intermediate medical skills to Afghan National Security Forces. Students of the class that graduated July 28 showed proficiency in applying advanced first aid to simulated casualties and understood how the techniques they learned could help save the lives of their fellow soldiers. JSAS is currently trying to get the course adopted by all Afghan training commands in Afghanistan. During a visit to Camp Leatherneck July 30th, Admiral Mike Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke to Marines, soldiers, airmen, and sailors in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Mullen took questions and gave answers while speaking to troops at a town hall gathering aboard Camp Leatherneck. He met with commanders as well as troops and visited Ford operating bases in Helmand Province as part of his visit. That's it for your Regional Command Southwest Radio Roundup. I'm Lance Corporal Daniel Wolfs.